Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, we've talked at length about the devastating damage done by last month's flooding to the ag industry. Now, let's talk a little bit about a program that you have going in South Carolina that's going to help farmers stay in business.
You know, we are trying to turn every rock over possible. We're trying to move an effort forward in Washington for some federal help beyond crop insurance. And those things everybody's working on. In addition, we just said we've got to reach out to industry, to individuals who want to lend a hand to South Carolina farmers. We've come up with an idea, or now an effort, called Plant It Forward South Carolina. Basically, we're asking people who want to contribute to helping farmers who are going to go forward next year, 2016, to help them possibly with the seed cost to get in the ground next year. That's why we call it Plant It Forward. But focusing on a private effort from our major ag companies, major ag lending institutions, some of the foundations around the industry and around the state to help pool together some resources and help support those farmers, probably the smaller farmers, because we will have dollar limit on things that we're able to do. But it's just that those of us who work around agriculture knew that we could not let any effort go that we didn't put our full work toward.
Now, this will be like an application process, and those producers that are awarded funds, there's no strings attached, but you're not going to give them 100% of their operating budget for 2016 either.
No, there's no way we could raise the monies to do that. What we'll do is pretty simple and equitable process. We will get the applications, and they can get those off of the website we'll talk about in a second, and attest to their losses in the counties and a lot of basic information. And then our job is to go out and raise those dollars and generate the most dollars that we can. And then we will simply look at the requests that we have compared to the dollars that we've raised. If we've raised 50% of the requests that come in, then we will distribute all of those dollars on a 50% basis with, as I said earlier, a dollar limit so that we can go farther for some of our farmers. Smaller amounts of money go a long way. For those uninsured, any dollars go a long way. We don't know what we will be able to achieve with this. We just know we're going out to the industry and to individuals to try to make this happen.
And you have set up a website for people to make their donations.
That's correct. Your listeners can go to plantitforwardsc.org, learn more about it, and just go there and see some of the stories from farmers, find the ways to contribute either through mailing a check to the Advocates for Agriculture. That is the foundation that works with the department that is taking the lead on that. The Department of Agriculture, Clemson, Farm Bureau, the Palmetto Agribusiness Council are all working together, but it is through the Advocates for Agriculture that this effort is going forward.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.